Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning. Under normal circumstances, we're beginning the mental preparation for a big football game
big
at
game.
Prime time on Sunday.
Prime.
But I am not somebody who comes in this show every day to lie to people. This is not a normal Thursday.
Okay.
First of all, our team is awful and not getting any better. And I got to be honest. You know, let me just start by being honest. I'm not that excited about the game Sunday.
Well, it would all change with a win, though.
I'm not that excited. What's changed?
Well, I mean, everything could flip if they win this game, right? Everybody feel a lot better.
1-2-1?
Yeah, because in the division. And
you just heard the voice of Mr. Kate Jones.
Good
and
morning.
He's here, and I want you to know he's limping out. He's getting a scope on his knee Monday, and I said, I guess we don't have you next week. He went, I'm a hockey player. I'll be back on Thursday. Because that's what he's about. A profile in courage, Kate Jones. God. All right, but Jonesy, we have some problems here, and I kind of need you to analyze what's going on. By the way, in a few minutes, we will really do a deep dive into baseball yesterday. Uh-huh. 8 games out. Somebody tabulate how many strikeouts in the 8 games.
Well,
somebody
was at least 40 in one game.
No, I believe, Rhea, it was 872. I don't know. I lost track at some point. Baseball. And when it was all over, you went, is that all there is? That's it?
It was amazing.
3 balls in play in 8 different games? That was it?
It was incredible.
All right, but anyway, we'll get to that later. And it does appear, it's a little sketchy, but it does appear the Sixers have decided who to hire as their head coach.
Yes.
And I say to that, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we will get to that story in just a few minutes as well. But we have a crisis here. We have Keith Jones here. And you've heard his work in hockey. And I'm going to be honest with you. Hockey's his weakest sport. Now, Jonesy, are you not even better in the other sports?
Well, I'm not honest in hockey.
Oh, that's the difference. Yeah. He's dishonest in hockey.
Oh, God.
It takes a lot of honesty to admit you're a liar.
Yeah. I exaggerate.
All right, so anyway, let me just start with this, because I have realized now that what we have here is more than a physical issue with our football team. We have a serious psychological problem, and its focal point is the quarterback, Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is dealing with some mental demons, and here's how I figured that part out. I'm listening to his news conference yesterday. I listened to his news conference Sunday. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
No.
I got nothing. Al.
Yeah.
You ever see a trained parrot?
No. I've heard them, though.
My aunt
Amazon.
Had one.
What do you call those? Amazon.
Paulie, want a cracker?
Yeah.
Paulie, want a cracker?
Yeah.
Ma. Ma.
That's a macaw.
Hi, Josie.
I
believe it's a cockatoo.
Hi, Paulie.
You know, everybody enjoys their own bird. Anyway. Let me get Jonesy, don't start misinterpreting comments I make.
I won't, buddy.
A cockatoo can speak.
Yes, it can.
Well, what language?
Wants a cracker, Al.
It can speak English. Would you people focus? Anyway, so here's what I did. And I'm not doing this to try to make anybody look bad. I'm doing it to inform people of the current mental state of Carson Wentz. Dan Donnelly took the 2 news conferences Carson has done since the tie on Sunday. This was the news conference after the game, and then yesterday's Carson Wentz news conference. And now, he sounds like a trained parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him.
I got to be better with that. And I know that. So I got to be smart and I got to be better and I got to be better. I got to be cleaner. You just learn from, you grow from, it makes you stronger, makes you better. And so obviously I got to just be better. I got to, you know, it's learning from those. It's coming out and correcting them early in the week so I can move on and be better from it. And we got to just be better and play smarter. The fight was there. The effort was there from guys. We just got to be smarter, play cleaner. I got to be better as well. And I got to be better. And I will.
Do a better job.
No, Jonesy, in all honesty, he usually is more thoughtful than that.
Yeah, he doesn't have anywhere to go right now, though. It's interesting when you hear those comments. I do become
concerned. There's no repeats there. Those are all separate references to what he needs to do and nothing at all specific about what he needs to do.
No,
all right?
It's not.
And here's the problem he faces right now. Other people, smart people, are exploring what the hell he is doing. And I'm going to use as Exhibit A this morning, Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. Mm-hmm. Because Jeff McClain did a story that is currently on Inquirer.com that is unbelievably revealing about the fact that in year number 5 of the NFL, suddenly Carson Wentz has gone blind to the field. Al, that is the number one problem with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It is not an awful offensive line, although they played badly. It is not, Al, even the bad throws at all. They're all a byproduct of what is going on in his mind when he drops back.
Yeah.
And he is dropping back, and every play has a variety of options depending on who comes free. He cannot identify who comes free. Over and over and over again.
There was a picture I sent you during the game where DeSean Jackson was wide open.
Right.
And he was looking in his direction.
Right.
And I'm going, what? He's standing there
Rhea, he is simply not identifying the open receiver and throwing it to that person. And yesterday, at one point, he actually tried to sell us on that he's being really hard on himself, Carson is. Listen to this.
I think the biggest thing, there's no doubt about it, is just taking care of the football. You know, I think it's, you know, we make some plays as a whole offensively. We do some really good things. We move the ball. And then, you know, just the turnovers are really killing us. And I got to be better with that. And I know that. And it's something that I've looked into. I've, you know, critiqued myself hard. And I got to be better and kind of set the example on that front.
I don't, Josie, does it sound like he's critiquing himself hard?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
But the problem is it's starting to become an unnatural thing for him to sit back and make his plays that he has for his entire life. That's a big problem.
By your fifth year in the NFL, Josie, isn't it almost instinctive?
It should be automatic.
You know what the checkoffs are. Boom, 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 boom.
There is confidence issues that happen to athletes, but this is a really strange thing to see a player regress like this.
I'm telling you, and it's permeate. It's going beyond him. I'm going to get to Doug right now because Doug's in the same boat with him right now.
They are.
But I want to explain the first interception Sunday. It appeared to be a deflection at the line, and it really wasn't his fault.
Oh, no.
That was the narrative after the game.
It was going to be intercepted.
But
anyway.
Here's the problem. Jeff McClain realized the game was televised, and he taped it. Mm-hmm. And he went back and they have the coaches film. Mm-hmm. And they show you overhead who's where on a play. And Carson Wentz on that play, Al, was trying to squeeze the ball in to DeSean Jackson, who had 3 defenders around him. Mm-hmm. It was a tiny window.
Yeah. Tight
and space. There's a very good chance if it was not deflected, it would have been intercepted at the point of arrival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yesterday, when asked about that, Carson did not deny that he might have read that one wrong. Listen.
It was going to be a tight one, obviously. You know, that's the play. And, you know, the ball was meant to go over the middle. And, the guy squeezes. So I got to be smart. You know, not sure what would have happened had it not been tipped. But, you know, that's one to learn from and move past.
This is what he keeps telling me. All these plays are one to learn by.
Yeah, it's learning.
How many plays of learning does it get before you see improvement?
Well, improvement's one thing. Regression's another.
Oh, no,
he's now trying to improve to where he was. It's not
like the last year of Andy Reid. I did a similar thing with the montage and all the Gotta do a better job. We're gonna do this better. But he didn't have any answers as to how to do that.
Well, that's how I feel right now about Wentz. Well, Andy wouldn't tell you. I honestly think Wentz doesn't have any answers.
All right,
that's alarming.
I want to throw something at you here that's a whole different approach. All right, now that we're all trying to figure out what is going on in Wentz's head.
Yeah.
And you would know this as well as anybody because over the course of your long career at hockey, you had many coaches.
Yes, I did.
Right? And a lot of different people were giving you advice.
Yes.
At some point, there's too many voices in your ear. And remember, after the purge at the end of last season, and all Marty Mordigwet and Scangarella and all these other guys they brought in, Press Taylor's there, all these guys, there's literally 14 assistants under Doug Peterson, right? It sounds more than ever now like Carson Wentz, Al, is listening to too many voices and isn't able to figure out what to do. Listen to this revealing
communication with coach and really all the coaches has been really good all the way throughout. You know, there's a lot of, opinions and a lot of, really smart football minds, on the offensive side of the ball. And so how we can mesh everybody's thoughts and opinions together and everything. And obviously Coach Peterson really sets the tone and has the final say on things. It's been really good.
It hasn't been really good. You are currently ranked at the very bottom. Listen to these numbers. How can you say it's really good? You have the worst passer rating in the NFL, 63.7. You've thrown the most interceptions, 6. You have the lowest yards per attempt passing, 5.6 in the league. How are you telling me it's really good? How is that really good?
Well, the communication's good.
No, he's got all these voices. Judge, he's got all these voices.
Yes.
Now, listen to what I want you to hear. This is very telling, all right? Meanwhile, in Chicago, what are my choices here?
No.
Can I ignore this?
I knew where you were going when I heard this.
I can't ignore it. All right, Nick Foles rallies the Bears for a victory and then becomes the starting quarterback over the immortal Mitchell Trubisky.
Remarkable.
All right? And he's there, and yesterday he's doing his news coverage, which, by the way, was far more enlightening than Carson's. And he talked about the turning point in his career, because it happened here when he was working with a man named Frank Reich. Mm-hmm. And I want you to hear the simplicity of Frank Reich's approach to coaching a quarterback.
He was the one who really figured me out as a player and realized that we had it all wrong and that they just threw some plays out there one day and said, just go play these plays. We've studied you. These are the plays you do. And sure enough, something triggered inside of me. And he figured me out as a player to where even during games when I come to the sidelines, usually coaches want to coach you up and do all this. He'd just say, just keep feeling it. Just keep doing it. Like, he wouldn't say much. At first, it's sort of weird because you're not used to a coach not doing that. But he's like, I trust you. Just go do your thing.
Jonesy.
Wow. What a difference.
Simple. And do I have to point out that Carson's best year was when Frank Reich was here?
Yeah. That's obvious.
Al, if you said to me right now, you have to explain exactly what's going on with Wentz.
Yeah.
Too many voices. Too many people telling him what to do. And his best approach right now is to tune them all out.
No, but that's what happens, Anz. When you lack confidence, you start to listen to other people. Right. And that's the worst thing that you can possibly have happen.
But he's worked with Doug Peterson for 5 years, and Doug has confidence in him. In fact, Doug said yesterday, not one bit has his confidence flagged.
You believe that?
Listen to Doug.
My confidence level is extremely high. It's never, and it hasn't changed. And I just know who Carson is. I know the type of worker he is. I know how he approaches the game, prepares each week. And so, listen, he and I are in this thing together, right? And so my confidence level is, hey, I want to put the ball in his hands. It's a great opportunity for us when the ball is in Carson Wentz's hands, because anything and everything can happen.
All right, so he's incredibly confident at Carson. I could be more confident. He's very confident, but the fans are not, and he's hearing the fans. All right, and Joe, you look confused in there. Are you ready to go with this? All right, and you got to hear this. Al, so now he deals with our confidence. Listen to this.
I can't speak for the outside world. I mean, I can see the, I guess I can sort of visualize, you know, okay, your quarterback doesn't play well, so let's speculate that the confidence has got to be low. Well, I mean, that's fine. That's a visual thing, and it might be right. It probably is right.
Excuse me? Didn't he just say that he said we're right to not have confidence in Wentz, but he has extreme confidence. Is that what he said?
Kind of.
Donnelly, get me smelling salts. I'm getting woozy.
I'm going to need a transcript
I'm going to get. Jonesy, what we got here is a lot of minds, none of which appear to be working right. Am I right?
1,000%.
There's no way on earth Doug Peterson is confident Wentz right now.
No, he's not.
Well, he's not seeing the open. He dialed up a play to Miles Sanders that was perfect. And the only thing that was wrong is his quarterback overshot the guy by 10 yards.
Yeah.
Right? That's nobody's fault but Wentz's.
This will be the biggest challenge of Doug's coaching career, trying to figure
out Wentz. And Wentz, you got Mortingwell over here, Scangarello over here, Presstale over here, here's Doug Peterson. Who else we got? Oh, wait, Nate Sudfeld had a thought. Let's hear what he's got. Wait a minute, Josh McCown is on the Zoom, Al. He's on the team, but he's not with the team.
Gets paid.
In case somebody gets the COVID. What do you got, Josh? Too many voices.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, shut up. Let the kid play.
Well, you know whose voice ought to be?
When I meant shut up, I didn't mean the callers. You guys can call. I wanted to get a message to the Eagles. That's obviously what's wrong.
You also,
I figured it out. That's
you
what's
need
wrong.
The quarterback to show that he's the leader.
I agree with Rhea. He right now, it's not working for me. Not working for me. But he's a week or two away from having a quarterback controversy. So it would be a very good idea for him to play better. All right, well, other less responsible talk shows.
The problem, the whole NFL will be watching on Sunday night.
I know they will. And I don't have a good feeling.
No.
Ray Dittich will be out at 8 to tell us about that. Before that, Ruben Frank will be out because he thinks Doug Peterson's job is already in question. Mm. And at 9 o'clock, Al, the best reporter on the Phillies in this city is Jim Salisbury. And he will be on to give us an update on when or if Matt Klentak will be departing our premises. If you would like to get on our show today, 215-592-9494. What were you doing today, Al? Well, I'll tell you a week back. We had a great contest. Brandon Graham jersey today. Acme gift certificate. We got great stuff today. Jump on now. It's an easy contest. WIP Sports Dive 668.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.